I'm reading in Matthew 26, verse number 40. We're in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus is about to be crucified. He has asked his disciples to pray for him, and he went ahead and prayed on his own. He comes back, and we read, "He cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" Now, I think he focuses on Peter here, because Peter, about an hour before this, had said, "Well, I will never deny you," because Jesus told them that one of them would betray him. "Not me," he said, "I would even die for you." Well, he wouldn't even pray for him here. He's asleep. Well, from this portion of Scripture, we have a very familiar hymn, "Sweet Hour of Prayer." "Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief." The soul, of course, is the mind, the will, and the emotions. "And oft escape the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer." Listen carefully to this message and song. Sing along with it.